Welcome. This is the second installment in the Demystifying Android series of audio demonstration. Last time we discussed granularity, and now I would like to devote some time to demystifying the talkback menus. Those menus are extremely important to interacting with the screen reader features, but many people do not seem to know about them or understand how they work properly. The first thing, before we can discuss the menus themselves, is to discuss gestures. Since Android 4.1 Jelly Bean, some gestures have been incorporated in order to control the platform. Some of those gestures are fairly simple shortcuts. For instance, you can swipe right and down to open the notification shade, or left and up for the recent application screen, or up and left to go home. But two of those are also for opening two menus. Now, those gestures themselves are a little difficult to manage. Several people seem to have difficulties with them. I had to practice a little bit. Certain gestures came much easier than others. For instance, swiping right and down to open the notification shade wasn't too complicated, wasn't too difficult at all. But swiping left and up to open recent apps took a little bit of getting used to. For a long time, on my Galaxy S3, I preferred to hold down the home button. But once I actually managed the gesture, I found it came much more quickly if I simply didn't move away from the screen, just perform the gesture. Now, that will depend on everybody's motor skills, obviously. But I can speak from experience. It does require practice. And it does require a certain degree of relaxation. The gestures are right angle gestures, but they are performed in one fluid movement. It's a knack, but once it's acquired, it does stay with you and becomes very natural. Once again, I suggest practicing, I suggest relaxing. Not saying, oh, I'm not going to make it. No, you have to really get into it. And I think you will find that it will come. One thing that helps is to have your hands fairly clean and fairly smooth, a screen that's fairly clean and fairly smooth. I often find that just after washing my hands, for instance, if there's just a little bit of moisture or dampness on my hands, it can be quite difficult to perform those gestures, used though I may be to them by now, because there's that little bit of friction, and suddenly it's not so easy to change direction midway. But definitely the gestures must be performed fairly rapidly, and perhaps more importantly, fairly smoothly. If you should have difficulties with certain gestures, as I said earlier, for me the leftward gestures were much more difficult than the rightward gestures. You can go under talkback settings, under manage gesture, and reassign certain gestures. Perhaps some gestures you do not use at all, or at the very least, there are two spare gestures that can be used. But for example, if, like me, you can open the recent app screen just by holding down the home button, then you could theoretically replace that with another shortcut. So as a last resort, if you simply can't manage a certain gesture, you could always try switching them around. It is very important, because perhaps not so much for the shortcut gestures, because there are other ways to perform those. Various tricks, certain launchers will allow one to open notification shade, for instance, or One can use the capacitive buttons or the on-screen buttons to go back and home. But those menus cannot be accessed by any other means than through gestures, those right-angle gestures. So it's very important to get to them, and that's why I just had to devote a bit of time to advocating getting those gestures right and beginning to use them. Because if for a reason or another it's not possible for you, then you're missing out on a lot of functionalities. So those gestures, then, we are done with them, but we must perform them to open the menu. And the first menu we're going to open will be the global menu. There are two menus. The first menu is the global talkback menu. I will grab my phone here. I can't remember where I was, unfortunately. That does not speak for my professionalism, but hopefully I will be forgiven and you will bear with me. Where was I then?
Home screen four.
Yeah, I was on my home screen. Now, for the purpose of this demonstration, I wanted to go to settings. So I will actually perform one of the gestures. I will swipe left and up.
Three recent apps.
And here I am.
Settings.
Settings. Here I am.
Settings.
And here I am in settings. Now, so I will open the global menu by swiping down and right. That's a right angle gesture. That's very much an L. So there I go. And here comes
the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
Here, you heard what it said. Touch and explore in a circle and lift the finger to activate the item. This is the tutorial message that the TalkBack developers saw fit to include with the menu when you open it. But I would like to devote some time to discussing just how this menu works. Firstly, the menu works in using a technique that is rather different than the whole accessibility stack, which I'm not sure is a good idea because it could confuse people tremendously. There is no double tapping, there is no exploring. This is a different method, which I will christen touch and lift. So the idea here is that when you touch down on the screen, wherever you touch becomes the center of a virtual screen, a virtual area. And that area is indeed shaped like a circle. The first thing to know is that it's very important where you put down your finger, because if you put down your finger too close to the edge of the screen, whether it's the bottom, top, or left, or right, you are essentially truncating the circle, so there are areas which you will not be able to access. Now, it's not very important to be precise about putting it down in the center, but it must be somewhere where there will be enough room all around to maneuver. So that is the first point. Watch where you put your finger, because otherwise you're stuck lifting it and doing it all over again, which can be rather annoying. Pardon me. The second thing that I would like to mention, and on which I would like to expand, is this whole idea of a circle. Yes, it's a circle. Yes, explore in a circle, draw a circle. But that is woefully confusing. I think it is to very many users. It isn't really, it is a circle, but one must think of it as a wheel with spokes, and it's divided into areas between the spokes. So, I put down my finger in the middle of the screen here, and there appears this wheel. The center of the wheel, the hub, is the cancel function. That is where if you touch cancel and then lift, nothing will happen. because otherwise something is bound to happen. There is no other way to avoid activating, because once you lift away from the screen, the function, whatever function your finger currently is on, will be activated, whether you like it or not. So the hub of that wheel is the cancel button or function. Now, what happens is that you move away from the hub and you start exploring those areas of the wheel between the spokes, or if you prefer, if you're gastronomically oriented, the slices of the pie that are cut. So I move away downwards.
Read from next item.
And here I am, read from next item. That is one area of the wheel. Now I will move clockwise to the left.
Quick navigation menu.
Quick navigation menu. That is the second area of this wheel here.
Read from top.
I've moved now my finger to the top part of my circle. And I continue clockwise.
Spell last utterance.
Spell last utterance. Around this circle, there are four functions. So my circle is divided into quarters. If I had had eight functions, then it would have been divided in eight. Those wedges are my keys to activating the function. Now, if I return to the sensor where I initially put my finger, because you have to remember that not the center of the screen we're talking about. This is a virtual center that was created when I put down my finger on the screen, created contact. I return,
cancel.
And I'm back to the hub here. If I lift my finger now, nothing will happen. I'll do that just for fun. And if I press down again,
more settings.
I'm in my settings.
Double data usage.
Now I will reopen the global menu.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
Okay, now we will go through those functions. I put my finger down in the middle. And I move right.
Spell last utterance.
Spell last utterance. If I lift, we will see what happened.
Capital D, A, T, A, space, U, S, A, G, E.
You may recall that the last item I touched before reactivating the menu was data usage, and that is what was just spelt back to me. Now let's reopen the menu. Now,
touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
That is rather annoying because it says that every time. I will touch and this time move down.
Read from next item.
Read from next item. It will start continuous reading.
More settings. Device. Home screen mode. Blocking mode. Off. Switch. Sound. Display.
So what it did is that it read what was left on the screen from data usage.
Storage.
It kindly scrolled for me but did not continue reading.
Display.
I could not say why at this point. It's not really important. So I reopen my menu here. Now, if I move
touch the screen and
to the top,
a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
To the top of the circle instead.
Read from top.
It'll activate continuous reading only, rather than doing it from the last item, which has focus, it will do so from top. Now I won't go through this because it's very obvious. These functions are ridiculously obvious, but they are ridiculously practical as well, so that's why I'm going through them and devoting time here. Now I will move to the left side of my wheel.
Quick navigation
and activate
menu.
Quick navigation. Quick navigation is a sort of screen overview. So what'll happen here is that once I lift my finger, it will create another wheel menu containing items that are present on the screen. Let's do that just now. I
touch the screen and explore in a circle to navigate on screen content, then lift to focus.
I will put down my finger in the middle of the screen again.
Cancel.
And I'm on cancel. You may have noticed that the message is a little different. It gives perhaps a hint to what this is. I can review all the items on the screen in my wheel, and if I should lift my finger, focus will be taken directly there. Obviously, now in this circle there are more spokes, or more, there are many more function wedges than on the previous, where there were only four. That will depend on how many items there are on the screen, obviously. But for fun, we will explore it just now. So I'll move straight up.
Sound.
And I'll start moving clockwise.
Display. Storage. Power save on. Switch. Bat. Application manager. Personal. Location services. Lock screen. Security. Language and input. Settings. Backup and reset. Accounts. Drop. Google. LinkedIn. Skype. Twitter. Add account. System. Motion. On. Switch. Accept. Date. Access. Developer. About. Device.
In fact, it didn't just list what was on the screen, it listed the whole list of settings there. Now I'm at the end. I will move backwards.
Accept data, accessory, on, mode, system, add, Twitter, Skype, Google, Dropbox, account, backup, and security, lock, locate, per, applet, battery, on, power, save, display, sound, off, blocking mode, home screen mode, device, more setting, data, off, boot, off, switch, wireless and networks, cancel.
Okay, I'll hit cancel, or no, why not, for the sake of demonstration, I'll hit, say,
settings,
Wi-Fi,
Wi-Fi.
And focus is taken to Wi-Fi. Now, a few observations about what you heard just now. The reason why it was going so fast and skipping is that the circle was actually divided in 16 wedges. So those wedges are fairly small. So it's fairly easy to skip over a wedge rather rapidly. Now, I went through my whole list of settings doing that because, as was explained on the ice-free list by a developer whose name I currently do not remember, once you come to the end of the circle, it essentially scrolls. So new items are retrieved that may be on the screen if there's more than 16, that is. And it's possible move across a whole series of, let's say, 64 items. I don't know how many items were on the settings list there, but obviously there were over 30, probably. What happens is that those wedges. It's a little bit like scrolling. The functions that was the 16th away from where my finger was discarded and replaced, and they kept moving down the list like that. And what I did is I moved the other way around to go all the way back up. As you can see, this could be very useful. It's very useful to review, for instance, a web page or a complex list like that. To be honest, I do not use it. I don't recall ever having used it because I prefer to use my fingers to scroll just like everybody else. I find that much faster, and I tend to be one to rely more on muscle memory, remembering where controls are, where buttons are. I find that much quicker. But there is definitely a certain use case there, and it can be useful, especially if using an application for the first time and wanting to explore it. This is pushing the idea of the wheel a little far, because 16 wedges that keep scrolling is a little bit difficult to keep track of, in my opinion, more difficult than just keeping track of the interface. But there's a use case there. So that's the quick navigation, and that's the fourth function on our global wheel here. In the global menu, there are also two static options. So I will reopen the menu again.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
I touch down in the middle here. If I move up, you will, of course, hear reading from top. That's my top wedge of the wheel.
Read from top.
But I can move further up and to close to the uppermost right corner of the screen.
Talkback settings.
And I hear talkback settings. If I lift my finger,
talkback settings.
It takes Speech. Me to talkback settings.
Keyboard echo. Speak notification. Shake to start continuous reading.
So
Disabled.
We have the talkback settings here, which are not part of this demonstration. I probably will actually record a demo on just discussing accessibility and talkback settings, but it's not relevant at this point. That is the first static control. It's a shortcut to talkback settings if ever you need to toggle certain things very rapidly. The second one is also very practical, and we'll move straight to that. It is
touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select.
It is in the left top corner.
Read from top. Pause feedback.
And it's called pause feedback. This suspends talkback and explore by touch and allows your friend or family member to use your phone just like any regular Android phone. It's very practical and I think is much needed that they finally incorporated this functionality. Now I will, while I'm here, I might as well demonstrate it fully. So I'll lift my finger.
Alert, suspend talkback. Are you sure you want to suspend talkback? While talkback is suspended, your device will not provide feedback and explore by touch will be disabled. You can resume a talkback from the notifications shader by returning to the lock screen. Always show this warning. Cancel. Okay.
You can disable the warning, but I prefer to have it because it's too easy to accidentally move to pause feedback and lift, because you don't have to double tap or tap it. And while it's not the end of the world, it'd be a little bit of a bother to have to lock my phone and unlock it just to get talkback speaking again. Anyway.
Always show this warning checkbox. You can always show this OK button.
So we'll hit the OK button.
Cancel button. OK button.
And talkback is now completely suspended. I will now lock the phone, so I hit the power button because I would like feedback back. And I will hit the power button again. Observe that you don't hear anything, but now I unlock.
Device unlocked. Always speak type key.
And here we are. Talkback is back with me. So for a brief moment there, my phone was acting just like any Android phone, but I locked it, and then I brought up the lock screen and unlocked it, and talkback resumed. So that's very important to know. And this concludes the functionalities currently available from the global menu. Now we must move on to the context menu. It is generally referred to on the list at the moment as the local context menu, but this is rather repetitive. Yeah, context menu is by nature local as well. It's because originally, I don't know why, but they called it the global context menu and then they created the local context menu, and it's somewhat confusing. So I will refer to it simply as the context menu. Now, what is inside the context menu? Well, as we found out from the granularity demonstration, that is now since TalkBack 3.4, where someone can change the granularity for the review on their phone. So here I am in settings, and I'll do it just now to demonstrate.
Touch the screen and explore in a...
Okay, look, I silenced it because I can't take it anymore, and this is very repetitive. So I touch down in the middle of the screen again, and once again I have my wheel. My wheel has the granularity options right now.
No menu items. Cancel. No menu items.
It says no menu items. Now this is interesting. And my guess is this is happening because nothing has focused right now, so I will...
Only for on-screen keyboard. Not checked. Always speak typed keys. Talkback settings. Keyboard echo. Always speak typed keys.
Oh yeah. Now let's try again.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle to find an item, then lift to select default granularity.
Here we are, default granularity. Observe how contextual it is. There was no focus set, and therefore there were no granularity options. Now focus is set, and therefore I can change granularity.
Character granularity, word granularity, line granularity, paragraph granularity, page granularity. Character granularity. Cancel. Page granularity.
So I'm just happily moving around the circle here.
Paragraph line granularity. Word granularity. Character default granularity.
Let's say I want to move to
paragraph granularity.
Paragraph granularity. And move there. And
keyboard echo.
Keyboard echo. And I can change granularity again by opening the context menu, putting my finger down, rapidly sliding to the right.
Word granularity. Keyboard.
And now I have word granularity.
Keyboard. Echo. Always. Speak.
Okay. Well, this is all well and fine, but this is only one function that's available from the context menu. Now, let's find out about another.
Home. Home screen 4. 4 recent apps. Settings.
Let's
talkback settings.
Open up
settings. Draft.
Draft, which is a text editor.
Draft. 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 Draft.
And I have an edit field here.
Edit box. £4. Thank you for downloading draft. Draft is still under highly active development.
Okay. And now if I should open the context menu, what should I find?
Share with. Discard. Edit box. £4.
And then
touch
I...
the screen and explore in...
Yes, I touch the screen and explore.
Check cursor control menu.
Ah.
Change granularity menu. Cursor control menu.
So I have a wheel with two half. One half is...
Change granularity
the change granularity menu, which was previously straight inside the menu because it was the only thing available. But I do have another submenu
cursor control
called
menu.
Cursor control. I touch and I lift, and I touch again.
Cancel.
And then what should I find?
Move cursor to end. Move cursor to beginning.
I have two halves again, but now I can move my cursor to the beginning or the end of my edit field. This is amazingly practical because, especially if accidentally double-tapping inside a field, and this is possible to move the cursor inadvertently, more or less at random, in the text. And so, in order to get a reference on where one is, it's very convenient to be able to move the cursor to the beginning or end.
Cancel. Move cursor to end.
Let's move the cursor to the end.
It3_ for bug reports, feature requests, or any other comment.
All right. So that is the second function currently available from the context menu. Note that it will only appear in your menu if you put focus on an edit field. If I should tap anywhere else here.
Shift on button. Edit box. Four. Ring a vibrate. Bat. Edit box. To save.
Save button here.
Touch the word granularity. Paragraph.
Here I am. I only have
granularity. Word granularity. Cancel.
I only have the granularity options because my focus is on a plain button. So granularity, cursor control.
Note saved. Home.
What else can we do here?
For Chrome.
Here I am.
Double tap,
I'm gonna
select. Double tap and hold long press. Chrome. Web view. Web view.
I am opening the Chrome browser.
Screen will stay on.
Yes. The phone is very chatty. So here I am on the Chrome browser. The reason I am on the Chrome browser is that the other function available from the context menu only appears when the user is inside a web view. Web views are pieces of HTML. When pieces of HTML are rendered, they can be found in many applications, but obviously a web browser is the quickest way to get one. So we are now on my website. Shameless self-advertisement here.
About hire me. About announcements.
The first thing that should come up when I touch the screen is hire me. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So if anybody hears that and has money to spare, I would greatly appreciate it. Okay, so now I am in the web view. Little tip here. You have to swipe into the web view from the top. And this is, as just about everything associated with web views and web scripts, even if you're a new TalkBack user, you probably heard a lot of people nattering on about web scripts on the list because they are, let's be polite and say they are a suboptimal way of resolving the web accessibility issue on Android. They do work. They do get the job done, but they are not the best solution, and I dearly hope that they will disappear in the future. In any case, it is very important that one swipes from the top into the web view, because otherwise the controls don't show up as they should. But once this is done, you can open the context menu.
Touch the screen and explore.
You can silence, okay. And now if I explore my wheel, my option wheel.
Default granularity. Cat word granularity. Line granularity. Page granularity. Section navigation.
Section navigation.
List navigation.
List navigation.
Control navigation.
Control navigation.
Special content navigation.
Special content navigation.
Default granularity.
And default granularity back again. So, for instance, if you want to navigate by link,
control navigation.
You choose control navigation and lift.
And control navigation.
And now swiping right.
Announcements. Articles. About me. Hire me. Support this site. Twitter. Google Plus. Drop a line. Creative Commons license.
You can go from link to link. I will.
In late 2008. I had the opportunity to come into contact with the talking GPS system and was very much intrigued by it. Promises and perils of mainstream technology. Print. Read more. Eyes free.
It keeps jumping to
Samsung
whatever
Galaxy
is
S3.
A link.
Hey, blind. Print.
Whatever is a link in on this page. Now I could choose a different navigation level by returning to the context menu.
List navigation.
And
section navigation.
Choosing section, for instance.
Section. Creative Commons license. Wrapped top. Wolf Dream logo by Jennifer Miller. Refresh. Creative Commons license. Wrapped top. Wolf Dream.
So there's only basically
Jennifer
two sections here. There's the footer with the Creative Commons license announcement, and then there's everything else. That's what it sees as sections. And then there are obvious navigations such as list navigation. Now, if you want to go back to browsing the way it was before, your friend is default granularity again. So we can return to the context menu. and choose default granularity, touch which is straight up, in a circle to straight up in the wheel.
Default granularity. Default granularity.
And now it'll work as you are used to.
Poetry, prose, tinkerings and musings from the city imprisoned wild. Google button. Edit text. Radio button selected. Refresh. Refresh. Shareth this via email. Hello. Welcome to Wolf Dream. I hope you may find some bits and pieces of interest here.
So that pretty much covers it. When you're in the web view mode, you get to choose how swiping will navigate. You can jump from control to control or section to section. And when you're done, you can return to default granularity to read as you are used to. Those, to my knowledge, are the three special modes that, or three special menus that show up in the context menu at this point. The edit controls, that is when one is focused on an edit field, which, by the way, can be inside a web view as well. So you might find all three menus there. I wonder.
Hello. Chat refresh. Poet. Wolf I wonder. Jump to content.
If I could demonstrate that.
Theme. The new pipe. 2002-2013. The Tiki. In late 2008, I had the edit box. www.wolfdream.com/homepage.
That's not the edit
refresh
box
page,
I want.
Toggle tab switcher button. Read. Toggle tabs. Web view, homepage, announcement, articles, about me.
For fun, I will...
three recent apps.
Because it would be...
Chrome.
A great demonstration.
Touch the screen and explore in a circle. No menu items.
See?
No menu items.
It doesn't like it now, because nothing has focused, and although I touched the web view, I did not swipe into it. So as you can see, it's all rather fragile. I was hoping to demonstrate that if you are inside an edit box and inside a web view at the same time, you will have all the submenus show up. But I don't want to take more of your time than I already have. But take my word for it, it is there. And so far, that is all you will find in the context menu. But seeing the trend of development, seeing how granularity, for instance, was moved from a gesture to the context menu, I think we can expect more functionalities to show up there. And that is why I thought it would be important to devote some time to the menus, both the global menu, because so many key features are there, but the context menu as well, because many of the latest development in TalkBack have really shown up in that context menu, such as cursor motion and navigation control. To anybody who doesn't know about it or doesn't know how to use it properly, it might seem as though Android is actually not progressing in terms of accessibility, because that's where most of the changes are happening and most of the new features are coming up. So what are the key things to walk away with from this rather lengthy and hopefully not too tedious demonstration? Well, the first thing is it's very important to manage the gestures, because at least those two gestures to open the global and context menus, because there is no other way to get to them. The second thing is that those menus should not really be thought of as drawing a circle so much as working inside a wheel, where the hub is the cancel button and there are as many spokes as there are options, creating wedges or defining spaces where one can slide a finger before lifting to activate them. Those are very key notions to understand. And once you get comfortable with them and learn to work with that, I think you will find that your user experience in terms of accessibility on Android has greatly increased. So that is all for today. Thank you for listening. If you have found this useful and appreciated it, as usual, I welcome feedback, and I invite you to follow me on Twitter at smassy1 or on Google+, following the link, which you will find at the bottom of the outline to this demonstration. So once again, thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next installment, and over and out.